As a part of our Songs from Studio East series, we're exploring music that combines both contemporary and traditional music from around the world. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox has this profile of an Indian fusion band from Ann Arbor.
The group is called Sumkali. Their tagline is Indian music made in America.
When it comes to music, it's one of the few things, I think, that it transcends the language barriers. It transcends many of the barriers that we have as interactive human beings.
That's John Churchville. He founded the band and plays percussion for Sumkali.
And so once you get down to it and start actually making the music, then a lot of the questions about how are we going to do this and what do we do get answered in the music. So it's really a beautiful thing. It's the best part of doing this.
Churchville says half of the members of Sumkali have family ties to India, but everyone in the group now calls Michigan home. And you can hear the influence of both Indian music and, say, Detroit's funk, soul, and Motown roots in a song like Takadi.
Well, this song came about after I'd studied tabla,
an Indian hand drum similar to bongos,
for 3 years with one of the great Indian tabla players in the world, Pandit Swapan Chowdhury, out in California at California Institute of the Arts, and just learned probably 150 compositions, you know, Indian classical bass stuff, and so much of it sounded so incredible. So what we're hearing here, I took one of those compositions that's meant to be played very fast, and I slowed it down to what I call the funk speed, and then and then we actually took the composition off of the drums, which it's intended for, and put it into the melody instruments. So it's taking the rhythm, the classical rhythm, it's from a very old classical rhythmic piece, and we put that to a blues scale on the guitar, and that's where it was born. So it's one of my favorite fusions that we've done.
And you kind of hear this Motown influence within the horns.
Yeah, and I mean, that all just came about because we're sitting in the studio trying to think of stuff that comes, and that's your influence coming in. You know, we're all from down here. We're all very influenced by the Motown stuff and all of the stuff happening in Detroit. And so, yeah, it's inevitable. It's going to creep its way in.
A lot of classical Indian music is built on improvisation, and Churchville says this group of Indian and non-Indian players improvise based on the music they're familiar with. It doesn't have to be based on the Indian tonal structure.
In my experience, when, say, we have somebody new that comes to the group and they play, you can tell, oh, they're improvising using their training from Indian classical music, or they're improvising using their training from jazz or blues or folk. Depending on where they come from, you can hear that influence in the improvisation. You know, in our group, we don't really try to fake it. So the sax player doesn't come in and try to do a rag. He might come in and play jazz changes over some Indian melody. And, you know, if it works, it works, and it's great. If not, then we go back to the drawing board.
But it's not like everyone has to completely learn this new tonal structure that they may not have been growing up with.
Right. But everyone does have to learn how to unlearn all of that.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Very Yoda-like. You can't pay attention too much to all of that, because at any one given time, not 100% of the group is totally familiar with everybody else's background and training. So everybody can't move. We have to kind of build our own ship to fly in, you know.
Churchville says when you get down to it, Sumkali's fusion sound is really just classical Indian music accented with Western instruments and sounds.
Yeah, if you actually took our tracks, like take a track where Bidisha sings, you can take out all of the Western instruments, the electric guitar, the saxophone, and just leave the tabla and the voice, and you'll hear a folk Indian folk tune. And really, it's untouched in its rhythmic capacity and in its vocal capacity. It's kind of in its purest form. And so the other, all the dressing around it is kind of the Western influence.
Badisha Ghosh grew up in Bombay, also known as Mumbai, India. She now lives in Michigan and sings for Soonkali. While this is a fusion band, she says she's only comfortable singing in languages native to India, partly because she wants to preserve that sound, but also because it's the only way she can actually connect to the music she performs.
When I sing, it's soulful, and I don't think when I sing. It's just like, you know, the melody is coming and, you know, I just kind of get into a different world and I sing it. It's important for me, or it's easier for me to get into that mode if I'm singing in the language that I've learned the art in. And somehow the English doesn't do that for me, or at least has not done it for me yet. If I have to sing a song in English, I don't think I can think music. Like I can't relate to it the way I relate to songs sung in my language.
Ghosh has spent many years studying classical Indian vocal music. She says people in India take classical music very seriously. She says you aren't encouraged to perform in front of a large public audience unless you studied classical music for many, many years.
You know, I learned like in Bombay for 10 years and, I would perform, but, you know, it wouldn't be on a big stage or anything like that. It would be like in a very small group. You were expected to learn a lot before you went and performed in front of a bigger audience. And somehow that has been imbibed into us from a very young age. So that's how we have kind of grown up learning music, that you perform after you've learned like many, many years.
John, by learning the music, do you think you and other members of Soonkali have been able to learn about other parts of Indian culture?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the teacher that I've been studying with for the last 10 years is Pandit Samar Saha. He's from Calcutta. And he comes through on a North American tour every year. And so when I study with him, it's not like I go and have my hour lesson. Last time he was here for 6 days and I sat with him for 19 hours. So he's giving me things to work on for the next year until he comes. And when you're learning the music and you're doing it like they do it in India, so, you know, when I'm learning with him, I'm not learning the tabla to be able to play in a jazz group or to be able to fuse it. I'm learning Indian classical tabla. And so in doing that, I'm also learning how to respect the Guruji, how to respect the music. And there's been compositions he's given me where he says, okay, go home and practice this for 4 hours. Come back and show me tomorrow. And if you have it good enough, then I will show you the rest of the composition. But if not, you may never play it again.
John Churchville and members of Soonkali take their music seriously, but they're also able to easily play in public here in the U.S. Soonkali performs each month at the Crazy Wisdom Tea House in Ann Arbor. They'll be playing there this Saturday evening. As part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East series, you can also see Soonkali perform at Michigan Radio Studios. We've posted the videos to our website at michiganradio.org. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.
Songs from Studio East is supported in part by the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.